Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Before we hop into PMI, how about this jerk store? There's a guy in Washington, D.C. He said he was going through a rough stretch, kind of down in the dumps. He had a dream one night that he'd become a millionaire. Oh. So he went out the next day, bought a lottery ticket, and nailed it for $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
What a jerk.
So when you have one of those dreams, you have to go buy a ticket. Noted. Okay.
Yeah.
Hope he steps on a Lego.
You know what I did yesterday?
What?
I rolled into 7-Eleven because I had to get gas, the one down here by the station.
Yeah.
I went in and got a Slurpee and 5 scratchers.
Did you really?
Look at you.
Dude, he's going to be the jerk that wins this.
I know,
you
right?
And
I, these stories, since we talk about them all the time on the air, they were rolling through my head. I was standing there at the register with my large Slurpee like a child. And I looked down and I was like, give me 5 of these dollar scratchers. Why not? I didn't win anything.
I was going to say,
you didn't win
anything?
Nothing. Aww. Like 50 bucks?
No, I didn't
but
win anything.
You got to be in it to win it.
You got to give it a shot.
You've got to, you know, at least play.
You
got to
lose some to win.
I actually lost twice because I did wander in because I wanted to get the Shaq Slurpee.
Sour
pineapple.
Yeah.
And they had it, but it wasn't frozen yet. It was still water basically in there. I was like, no.
That sucks.
So I got some sort of blue raspberry.
Did you get
crab.
The big gulp?
It was a big Slurpee in the big gulp cup.
It was the biggest cup.
Which I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but I did it.
Big gulps, huh?
I did. Yep. Hey guys,
see you later.
One more thing I want to tell you guys because this is pretty darn funny. This list is out with the examples of being picked last in gym class as an adult. So we all remember that feeling. Like, if you're in gym class and you get picked last, you're like, man, I'm a loser.
I actually don't remember that feeling.
Well, shut up. Josh. Katie and I do.
Yeah.
And now there's examples of that, like, as an adult. So I'll give you a few of them. Getting invited out just to be the designated driver. Just to be the DD. Katie raised her hand!
Oh, you poor thing. That's like a choice, though.
I don't drink, so, like, when people go out with me, they kind of remind me of that. They're like, and you get to drive since you don't drink. And I'm like, what if I don't want to drive, though? Like, what if I'd rather... I get it. It's
safer
for
me
to drive. I know. Yay. I know. Yeah. You're nice. Thank you.
How about a group of friends wanting to get a group photo together? Everybody get in. Everybody get in. Let's take a picture. And then they hand you the phone, Josh.
I know.
I would leave, dude. I'm like,
Josh,
no,
take our picture.
Not. Right?
Take our picture.
that is hurtful.
That one stings.
That is really hurtful.
Just reading that one makes it sting. I mean, ooh.
Jeez.
People talking about party plans in front of you and then not inviting you.
Yep.
That happened to me this week, yet again.
And they're getting together the day before my birthday. And I'm like, well, that sucks for me because... You know, I know. It's really sad, right?
Jeez.
Finding out some of your friends were in town and they didn't call or text you. Being sat at the randoms table at a wedding.
Oh,
this one's good. I've been here. Everyone going out for lunch at work, but not asking you to join.
Yep.
And everybody leaves, and you're like, where are you guys going? Oh, we're going to lunch. See you later. But I like lunch, too.
I
like
eating.
I like eating things, too. That's
I'll drive. No.
Yeah, there you go, Katie. I'll drive, I promise.
Oh, and then being picked last at the pickleball courts. That's very that's very high school gym.
We're saving the best for last.
That's
for that
funny.
Oh, there's multiple more, but man, those are all
cringy. Those are hurtful, man.
Those are all cringy, right?
That photo one might make me cry.
I
know. If they were like, let's get a group photo together and Josh,
take the picture.
Well, also, you're so pretty, so you're like, why don't you want a picture of me?
No, I'd just be like, ow, my
that
pride.
Ouch.
That's funny. All right, guys, it is time for PMI. There's a buttload of stories this morning. We've been sifting through them. We found a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting, and we deliver them to you. So who got to pee?
I got the pee.
Katie got to pee.
And it's positive because it's a movie that's in theaters that you should definitely check out. It's called Luckiest Man in America. And the synopsis really is just there's an ice cream truck driver. His name's Michael Larson. He has a fondness for get-rich-quick schemes. And so he watches Press Your Luck. This is set back in the 80s, right? That game show that used to come
on. No whammy,
And, you know, if you're not familiar, it had three contestants. They'd compete with multiple multiple choice trivia questions. And then for every question you got right, you got to take a stab at that circulation of lights on the big
board. And
they
would flash on different dollar
That's
amounts.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you tap it, right?
They'd earn prizes based on wherever the light stopped.
Yes.
So that was kind of the whole premise of the game. And it looked
it's
like
so
the
ridiculous.
Lights. Well, and if you watch the show, it looked like the lights were just kind of flashing at random and then they'd stop on something and you never know where they'd stop. Well, that's not the case. We're finding out that that game only had 5 different patterns in that entire show.
I
so
love this.
Every time that big board came on, it was one of 5 patterns that would show up, and Michael figured that out.
He memorized
it. So he memorized it, and he took that game show for over $110,000 back in the 80s.
I've watched
Dang.
That.
They
actually,
were
that,
mad.
It's on YouTube. You can watch the original clip of that, and it's so uncomfortable because he is winning so much.
Yeah.
Like every time.
And you can tell.
And
like,
you're like, this guy is, he's like one of those. Savants
like
or whatever. Yeah, like Rain
Man.
Yeah, like Rain
Man. And that's what he's making it look like, is he is just so smart, you can't figure it out, but he definitely had the edge there, and most contestants only won about $14,000. So you can imagine the game show executives were like, what?
How much did you walk away with?
Over $110,000.
That's right.
Game show execs like, back in the 80s. Fire everybody.
Yeah. And before they didn't give him the money right away, the show tried to sue Michael, and they had to do a big investigation, and then they ended up having to pay him because they're like, he didn't cheat. He was just very smart about how he picked things, and that's what the they actually came down to. But the reason this is even a movie is just even more fascinating to me. So Samir Oliveros, he directed and co-wrote the
Love
movie.
Him.
So
Love
he
him.
Became captivated by the whole story after finding a VHS recording of Press Your Luck while thrift shopping, and Michael's
and
episode
was
it. And he he's watching it, and he's like, "This is fascinating! Oh my gosh,
truly
I need to
is.
Make a movie."
It truly is. So if you have time today, go onto YouTube and look it up.
Well,
I think
again,
I'm going
it's,
to.
It's also really in neat. Theaters right now. Like it's a big,
right.
it's a big movie in theaters.
You gotta
right
give
now.
Away the ending though.
It, well, I mean, if you, it's we're rooting
don't really
for
need
him
to go
win,
see it.
And
lived
it's,
through it.
The I mean, whole thing is kind of just
don't
fascinating.
Really need to. You
so
gave
you
it
could,
all away, Katie.
But you could go watch that movie, and you'd probably really
you know
like
how
it.
Ends.
Hey, who's got the minus? By the way,
he was sued, and he
that ended as a minus.
Jeez, it was just like right there. Why bother seeing it?
No, there's more to the movie than that. That's just the overall.
And then he became a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, exactly. That's just the first half
just joking,
of the movie.
I'm just joking.
But definitely fascinating, and luckiest man in
all
America.
Right,
check
good.
It out.
Might go see it this weekend. All right, I got the minus today. Be careful if you guys are planning on going on a trip and parking your car at DIA, because this last month, almost 1,700 vehicles were ticketed for having expired licenses. I remember back during like the COVID years and stuff, you could get away with having your license expired by like a couple months
plates,
or even a year.
Your license plates.
I'm sorry, your license
plates.
Expired by a couple years. I saw people with 2020 license plates, and it was like 2022.
Yeah.
Not the case anymore. People are getting ticketed, and this last month of March was the heaviest ticketing ever at DIA over the last 15 months. So almost 1,700 cars are there, and the police are saying that they're able to do this because they just go up and down the parking lot with this scanner thing, and it just goes like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
you will show
trickery.
Back up. Oh, I know. You will show back up at DIA with a ticket, and they're pretty pricey. They can range from like $60 to a couple $100s, depending
this
on how
overdue
though. Your license plate is. I have no problem with it.
It's
a lot
brilliant.
Of people are fighting this and being like, we're just a DIA, you can't do this. And a lot of people are saying some of those cars
there.
Are rentals and things like that, so they're trying to fight it. But the police are like, look, if your license plate is expired, it's expired.
It's expired.
That's
pay
on
your
you.
Plates.
If it's a rental, I get that. You shouldn't be, responsible.
But you can
for
fight that by taking it to the rental
exactly.
company.
But if
so,
you have expired plates and you're just rolling dirty out there, like, come on,
this
you
is brilliant.
Get that
brilliant.
Thousands of cars out there, and
yes!
what if you just drive by just and let it go boop 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 boop
up and down?
It's
up
just
and
a
down.
License plate scanner. Is all
yeah.
it is. And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
A, and they're
super easy, and I like it because.
Sneaky.
I'm a rule follower, so I just had to pay the price to get my new little sticker, very expensive sticker. So I don't like seeing people that have the 2023 on their back of the plates. And I'm like, no, you got to do it. So
Karen
I'm
just texted in, said about it. Time they ticket these lazy people. And I'm with you, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And yes, obviously people are, falling on some hard times. Things are expensive. Maybe you can't afford it. But again, if you can and you're just being lazy, Hills, yeah. We're
like
all
that.
Being responsible.
No, like, we had somebody who worked here that had, like, expired plates over a year.
Way
and I got
year.
Pulled over for a speeding ticket, and they actually made the comment, maybe you should follow the rules. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Your license like, plate says 2022.
You take care of your license plate.
And okay. then he walked out on us. And I know that guy. Oh. Then he walked
he
out.
He did get a ticket for expired
plates,
but
we were glad when he
way.
Left, so. Because he's a horrible person.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that was the minus.
Very good. Very good.
Really
minus.
Brought it down, too.
Yeah. Jeez, Katie.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I do have the interesting, and it's fairly brief. It's a quick story. There's this American man named Truett Haynes. Sounds like a tough guy. Truett Haynes.
Yeah.
He has reclaimed the Guinness World Record for the most pull ups in 24 hours. So think about it. You get 24 hours to do a buttload of pull ups. How many do you think he did? Katie, go.
24 hours?
24 hours to do as many pull-ups as possible.
3,000.
Not bad.
Okay.
Josh?
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say like 2,600.
10,001 pull-ups.
10,000?
10,001 pull-ups in 24 hours.
My arms would fall off.
No joke.
He's
you know
all
what?
On swole.
Actually, you should look him up really quick, Katie.
I'm going to.
Truett, T-R-U-E-T-T.
T-R-U-E-T-T.
Haynes, like the underpants.
Oh,
yeah,
he's in
he
good
comes
shape.
Right
oh,
up.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
is he jacked?
Oh, he's
the
probably
most annoying
not
thing is that they've used my body for his face.
Yeah, you
I
know,
don't understand that.
I hate when that happens, Josh.
Oh, it's so
oh
annoying.
Wow.
Let's see.
Oh, look at his hands
oh,
after
yeah,
10,000 pull-ups.
He's a
look
massive
at his
dude.
Hands. Oh, that looks so painful.
Good for him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, dude's jacked.
Yeah, he is.
This is funny. This is on the heels of I was reading an article yesterday. Oh, look at
look
his
at
hands.
All
oh, the calluses. Where, like, the average American can't even do one.
I know.
Oh,
or, like,
I,
one push-up, one sit-up.
I can
it's
do
fat
a lot
America.
Of sit-ups. The pull-ups are hard for girls. Like, it is hard for me to do a pull-up. It always
yeah.
has been. I just, you know.
I love pull-ups. I have a pull-up bar in the basement, and I make it a point every time I go down to the basement to get anything, I pop off 10, 15 pull-ups and then
oh.
go back upstairs.
You're such a guy.
I do.
Oh,
every time I go,
these
like, it's like, hey, it's, yeah. I keep dumbbells upstairs, too, so if I'm just walking by, I'll.
Sitting on the couch.
Yes, you know, that's
and
like,
he
by
sees
the end of the day,
Sweeney
next thing.
White Lotus.
Yes! At the end of the day, the next thing you know, you've done, like, you know, 100 curls.
Yeah.
Like, right on. That's
like,
the way you
do
get
you
it done.
Do you even lift, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Katie,
I don't look like that guy, though.
The dumbbells are fives, so it's not that
not that
deal.
Hard. Well, I just want to clarify.
Dude,
it is hard for me to do
dude,
pull-ups.
I bumped
not
them to seven.
Girls.
You
shut
bumped
up.
Them to sevens now?
I got
do you?
Seven
yeah,
pounds.
7 pounds.
Look at you.
Don't
got the little
brag.
Pea shooters right
don't
there.
Don't
want to
brag,
yourself.
But it's basically an extra 14 pounds I'm carrying around. And I have a big deal. Anyway, ladies, if you want to look them up, Truett Haynes, 10,001 pull-ups in 24 hours.
Dang.
Dang, Truett. Bro.